哈利路亚，奉主圣名，我们继续来学习哈巴谷书。
Hallelujah, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we're going to continue with our studies with Habakkuk.
在昨天我们有谈到，其实哈巴谷书它的整个观念、内容跟结构其实是非常简单的。
And we had talked about yesterday that the main content and summary and structure of Habakkuk is actually very simple.
所以其实昨天的一节课就可以把它讲完。
And so we could have completed the whole thing with one class.
所以我一直在想接下来的今天的课跟明天的课我要怎么过。
And so I'm still thinking about the question that how should I spend this class and next class tomorrow.
其实我刚有想到两个解决的方法。
And I thought about two things that we can do.
第一个方法就是刚刚祷告可以直接祷告到四点半。
And one way is that the prayer we can just continue to pray till 4:30.
可是我怕你们拿石头打我。
And but I'm afraid that you might stone me to death.
所以我们就想第二个方法。
So we thought about a second solution.
我突然想到我昨天被朱传道挖坑差点掉进去哦。
And I remember yesterday that Preacher Chu digged up a pit and then I almost fell in.
所以我第二个想说那我就请朱传道上来讲哈巴谷书。
So the second way is to invite Preacher Chu to speak about Habakkuk.
但是我又想到说不定有一天我又要去南美洲。
And I'm thinking that one day I might go to South America.
落到他的手中也是蛮危险的。
I will be falling into his hands and then that'll be very dangerous situation.
到那里到他的地盘哦，叫天天不应哦，那就危险了。
And I'll be in his territory and then I would cry out to heaven and earth and no one will answer me.
所以我们还是老老实实的自己上课哦。
And so I think we just have to proceed with this class.
好，没关系啊，我们就从我们就进入哈巴谷书来看一下里面的结构跟我们可以学习到的内容。
So we will enter into the book of Habakkuk and see its structure and what we can learn.
我们请翻到哈巴谷书的第一章。
And let's please turn to Habakkuk chapter 1.
哈巴谷书的第一章。
Habakkuk chapter 1.
第一节。
Verse 1.
先知哈巴谷所得的默示第二节
Verse 2,
他说主啊我呼求你你不应允要到几时呢我因强暴哀求你你还不拯救第三节
Verse 3,
你为何使我看见罪孽你为何看着奸恶而不理毁灭和强暴在我的面前又起了争端和相斗的事第四节
Verse 4,
因此律法放松公理不显明恶人围困义人所以公理显然颠倒好现在有一个先知在跟神质问在问神问题啊
Now there's a prophet asking God a question
所以我们昨天讲到说其实哈巴谷书它可以做三段三它的结构是分成三段的。
So we have said yesterday that we can break up Habakkuk into three parts with our structure.
就是第一个问题。
And first question.
在这里，哈巴谷问神一个问题啊。
And here Habakkuk asked God a question.
就是为何
？And why？
为何义人受苦？
And why does the righteous people will suffer?
为何恶人不遭报?
And why does the wicked will not be punished?
这个是在这个结构上哈巴谷问神的第一个问题。
So this is the first question that Habakkuk Ask God under a structure.
神的回答就是他们的第一段哦。
So the Lord's reply would be their first part.
所以神怎么回答的
？And how does Lord answer?
神的回答是总会有报。
And
一定会有报应。
There would be time for repayment.
总会临到哦。
And it would definitely come.
所以时候将到，报应总会临到。
So the time will arrive and time for punishment will come.
然后神说 加勒底人要来。
And the Chaldeans will come.
好，这是神的回应。
And so, this is the answer from God.
然后第二个问题。
Second question.
在这里，当哈巴谷听到神的回应之后。
When Habakkuk heard the answer from God,
他非常的害怕。
And he was very afraid.
因为加勒底人是他们非常非常熟悉的敌人。
Because the Chaldeans is an enemy that they're very familiar with.
加勒底就是巴比伦帝国。
Chaldeans is actually the Babylonian Empire.
不对，这个图这样不准哈。
And so this is not accurate sketch.
讲说北国以色列
，and so the northern kingdom of Israel，
啊，犹大南国
，and the southern kingdom of Judas，
然后亚述大概在这边呢、啊、
，and the Assyria， it's on the side，
然后巴比伦它其实是在东南边呢、啊、
，and Babylon is actually east south part，
所以原本最强大的是亚述。
And the strongest nation is Assyria.
亚述是一个非常非常强大的国家。
And this is a very
消灭了以色列。
Very powerful country that annihilated Israel.
这个是722主前 before Christ 主前722年。
This is 722 BC.
然后亚述的军队继续南侵。
And the Assyrian army continued to fight southward.
原本是要顺手，因为这个国家实在是太强大了，他原本是要顺手把犹大一起消灭的。
And because they just wanted to annihilate the king of Judah as well.
结果在攻击犹大的时候撞到铁板哦。
And when they tried to attack Judah, and they ran into a wall.
你的翻译很奇怪。来，我们来看一下以赛亚书啊。
And let's turn to the book of Isaiah.
这是一个非常有名的故事。
And this is a very famous story.
来，我们看以赛亚书的第37章。
Isaiah chapter 37.
以赛亚书的37章。
Isaiah chapter 37.
以赛亚37章的第14节。
Verse 14.
西西家从使者手里接过书信来。看完了，就上神的殿，将书信在神面前展开。第十六节
，16，
坐在二基路伯上，万军之主以色列的神啊，唯有你是天下万国的神。第十七节
，17，
主啊，求你侧耳而听，神啊，求你睁眼而看，要看西拿基利这一切话，他是打发使者来辱骂永生神的。好，现在亚述王西拿基利带着大军往南边，要把犹大消灭。
And so the king Sennacherib, which is the king of Assyria, went southward and wanted to attack Judah.
而犹大完全没有力量可以阻挡。
And the kingdom of Judah is powerless against defense.
所以呢，这个亚述王就写了一封信，送到犹大王这里啊。
And so the Assyrian king wrote a letter and brought it to the king of Judah.
然后信中就告诉西西家，叫他赶快投降。
And in the letter, he instructed Hezekiah to surrender.
他说，没有一个国家能够站立在我的面前。
He says, no other kingdom can stand firm in front of me.
没有一个神明能够阻挡我的军队。
And there's no God that can stop my army.
所以这封信就寄给了西西家。
And so this letter was sent to Hezekiah.
然后西西家拿到信以后打开一看。
And after he had opened and read the letter,
然后他就发现说，呀哈，这个信不是给他的。
And he realized that this letter is actually was not for him.
他就看一看说，哦，这是要给神的，就把信拿到神的圣殿去了。
And so this letter is actually for God, so he brought it to the temple.
这里讲说，西西家到了神的殿，就把这封信打开。
And it recorded that Hezekiah went to the temple of God and opened up the letter.
然后跟神说，神啊，有人骂你啊。
And it says, God, somebody is yelling at you. And so this is when children are picked on in school and they would go home to their father. And so this letter basically finished a very powerful empire. And let's turn to Isaiah chapter
37.
Verse
22.
23.
扬起身来，高举眼目攻击谁呢？乃是攻击以色列的圣者。我们看第二十八节。
Verse 28。
你坐下，你出去，你进来，你向我发烈怒，我都知道。因你向我发烈怒，又因你狂傲的话达到我耳中，我就要用钩子钩上你的鼻子，用嚼环放在你的头里，使你从原路转回去。我们再跳到第三十六节。
Verse 36。
神的使者出去，在亚述营中杀了185,000人。清早有人起来一看，都是死尸了。好，
所以这是一个非常有名的故事。
And so this is a very famous story.
啊，这里教导我们什么呢？
What does this teach us?
叫我们不要乱写信。
And it tells us not to randomly write letters.
乱写信，乱骂人，你不知道你骂到的是谁啊。
And when you randomly write letters or randomly accuse people, you don't know who you're accusing.
一封信葬送了一个强大的帝国。
And so one letter buried a very powerful army.
所以神说，你进来，你出去，你向我发烈怒，我都知道哦。
And so God says that you have cried and blasphemy against me, and I know of this.
神说，因为你狂傲的话，
and,
就是那一封信啊。
And the God says that because of your attitude of reproach.
他说啊，我就要用钩子钩上你的鼻子，把你带走啊。
And I will put my hook in your nose and take you away.
那有时候你看这一封，你看这个神的回答，你要想一件事。
And sometimes when you see the reply of God, you want to think about one thing.
神说，我是因为你狂傲的话才出手的哦。
And God says that because of your attitude of blasphemy, that's why I went against you.
所以原本神有没有介入这场战争，我们是不知道的。
And originally, if God wanted to interfere in this war, we don't know.
但是因为他狂傲的话，所以神伸手介入了。
And because of his bad provoked attitude, and that's why God intervened.
所以神的使者出去。这个使者是单数哦，神的一个使者出去击杀了185,000人啊。
And so then the angel of the Lord, this is singular here, just one angel went out and killed 180,000 people.
所以亚述的兵锋就在这边停止了。
And so their army was stopped on the spot.
不但犹大国得以保存
，Not only the land of Judah can be preserved，
而且因为这样子，所以亚述帝国的国力。一下子突然衰败得非常厉害。
And so because of this, their kingdom basically went into peril.
原本巴比伦是他们的殖民地啊。
And originally, Babylon was their colony.
就是亚述帝国是统治这个地方，统治巴比伦的。
And so the Assyrian kingdom basically rules in that area.
但是因为这一场战争，使得亚述的国力严重的受损。
And because of this, then the military strength of Assyria was severely damaged.
所以整个地区的力量，国家的力量就失衡了。
And so the strength of and the balance of the entire military and state basically deteriorated.
所以接下来在历史当中，我们看到的就是巴比伦帝国的强大兴起啊。
And then later on in history, we can see the rise and the powerfulness of the nation of Babylon.
所以巴比伦就毁灭了亚述。
And so Babylon destroyed Assyria.
并且派兵当然他亚述就是基本上亚述的土地就被他占走了。
And so they took the land of Assyria.
那接下来巴比伦就来攻击犹大。
And then Babylon came to attack Judah.
一直到最后586
Until 586 BC.
就是主前啊，主前586年了。
And this was 586 BC.、
啊、到最后犹大就没有了。
And then Judah disappeared.
啊，所以我们在这里看到的是一个强盛帝国把握机会突然兴起啊。
And right here we saw a very powerful nation who grasped this opportunity and become and rised up.
而且巴比伦不但强大。他们还非常的残暴。
And Babylon, not only were they strong, but they were also very violent.
其实啊，亚述帝国是一个很有趣，不对，不讲它。我们不要看亚述已经不重要了，亚述死掉了。
And so Assyria is not important anymore because they have went away.
好，所以巴比伦兴起之后，他要强控哦。他要强制的控制，要强控这一个地区。
So after the rise of Babylonian, they want to conquer this territory.
哦，因为它的根基比较浅呐。
And because their foundation was very shallow.
哦，所以只是把握机会，所以抢占了这整个的土地，一下子晋升成为帝国。
And so they only took the advantage and opportunity and conquered that land.
所以他们在控制国家的方式就非常的残暴。
And so that's what the way that they would control a nation is very violent.
哦，来确定没有人敢阻挡他们，大家都害怕。
And so they want to ensure that nobody can put a stop to their ways.
哦，所以当巴比当神在这里告啊，第二个问题啊。
So the second question here.
因为神告诉先知说，哦。加勒底人要来了。
And because God has said to the prophet, the Chaldeans is coming.
啊，他来了就要施，要把就这什么报应就领到了。
And when they come, then the punishment will come.
结果先知就问了第二个问题。
And so the prophet asked the second question.
先知问什么问题呢？
And what question he asked?
他说加勒底人很坏。
And he says that the Chaldeans are very bad.
他是为什么？为何？
Why?
神用恶人。
Why does God use the wicked?
因为加勒底人比以色列人更坏啊。
And because the Chaldeans are actually more worse than the Israelites.
你为什么不惩罚这个更坏的，反而用更坏的
And why don't you...
刑罚。
And why don't you punish this wicked, and instead you're using the wicked as evil, as an evil punishment?
啊，你为什么用更坏的来刑罚以色列犹大呢？
And why do you use the wicked one to punish the kingdom of Judah?
啊，所以这个是第二个问题。
This was the second question.
啊，神也回答他。
And so God answered him as well.
结果神的回答是。神造就万事。
And so the answer of God is like God will edify all nations.
不是。神做他任何要做的事。
And God will do anything that he pleases.
这是第一个。第二个，恶人终会遭报。
And second answer is the wicked will be punished.
就是讲到加勒底啦。
And this is speaking about the Chaldeans.
这是神给他的回答。
And so this was the answer from God to him.
所以犹太人当中的恶人会遭报。
And so the wicked people among the Jews will be punished.
而这个更坏的加勒底人，他们也要为自己的行为来付出代价。
And the more evil Chaldeans will be responsible for their own actions.
所以就进入了第三段哦。
And then we enter into the third part.
就是他的反思啊。
And his reflection.
他的反思到最后非常简单。
And his reflection was very simple.
就是跟我们昨天讲的跟约伯记是一样的。
And so this is the same with Job that we had talked about yesterday.
就是神绝不犯错。
And God will not make any mistakes.
神有怜悯。
And God is merciful.
还有就是忍耐等候。
And God patiently waits.
在不可能中，就是在绝望中哦，从外在的环境来讲，没有路可以走的。
In any external environment where there's no way to go.
叫做绝望中。
And this is in total despairness.
看见盼望。
And you will see a glimpse of hope.
好，所以这是整个
哈巴谷书的一个很简单的结构。
And so this is a very simple structure of the book of Habakkuk.
那我们还有时间吗？有。
Do we have any time?
为什么这节课时间总是过得特别慢？
And why is it that this class the time goes so slow?
好，我在想现在要干嘛哦。
And I'm thinking what to do next.
来，朱传道。
And Pastor Chu.
不可以害你，你到时候去南美洲会很可怜。
And then I'll be really bad when I go to South America.
好，来，我们来看一些我觉得蛮有趣的东西啊。
And let's look at something that I think is very interesting.
因为其实我不想花时间给你一大堆的资料，因为你们自己在网络上都找得到。
I don't want to spend a lot of time and give you a lot of references because you could find these online.
我们来看一些我觉得蛮有趣的东西。
And let's look at some of the things I think is interesting.
好，我们来看回来第一段啊，第一个问题啊。
And let's go back to that first question or the first section.
来，这个时候就要看圣经了。来，翻圣经，翻圣经。
So it's time that we have to turn to the Bible.
来，请翻到哈巴谷书。
And let's turn to Habakkuk.
哈巴谷书第二啊，第一章。
Habakkuk chapter 1.
哈巴谷书的第一章。
Habakkuk chapter 1.
第一章的第二节。
Habakkuk chapter 1 verse 2.
这里讲说，神啊，我呼求你，你不应允，要到几时？来，我们来看这个哈，哈巴谷向神祷告，他的跟神的互动。
And we should see this that the interaction between Habakkuk and God.
第一个在这里讲说，要到几时？
And the first question was how long?Will this be?
这个是今天我们在信仰路上常常遇到的一个问题。
Often this is what we will come across in our faith.
神，你什么时候要回答我？
God, when should I get a reply from you?
我已经祷告很久了。
I have prayed for a very long time.
你为什么没有给我要的？
And why haven't you give me what I wanted?
所以我们常会觉得说，神为什么不回应啊？没有回应啊。
So we often will wonder that why doesn't God respond?
所以有时候在这个等待当中就逐渐失去了盼望。
Sometimes in a time of waiting, we will lose all hope.
我们现在的时代是一个叫做 instant gratification 就是我现在就要得到。
The generation we're currently in is called instant gratification. That means you want to receive something now.
你看我们的小孩不是都是这样吗？ Give me, give me, give me, give me, give me.
And don't you see your children being this way? Give me, give me, give me.
你不给他，他就在地上滚来滚去啊。
And if you don't give it to them, they will roll around on the ground.
但是这对今天很多父母是非常有用的方法。
But it's actually very effective, way against many parents.
就是用吵用闹用哭的在地上滚来翻去的他们就得到马上得到他们想要的。
And they will scream and yell and roll around on the ground and instantly they shall receive what they want.
因为现在的人就是我要我现在就要。
And because the people nowadays is anything I want it now.
你看那个开车带小孩出去开车带小孩出去最讨厌的就是这个。
And if you see that any people that was taking their children outside driving,
从开出门开门从开车出门十分钟以后
And from after they're driving about 10 minutes,
Are we there yet? 到了没？
And then they would ask, Are we there yet?
还没啊。五分钟之后说 ，Are we there yet?
And then after 5 minutes later, Are we there yet?
为什么？因为今天这个世代是一个耐心不下来的世代。
And because this generation is a very impatient generation.
甚至说到了从生活的习惯，变成连信仰都是这样。
And even from habits and life onto their faith is the same way.
我有什么想法，我现在就要得到答案。
Thinking I need an answer now.
我已经祷告了，神你就要必须给我解决。
And I have prayed, and then God, you need to take care of my issue.
曾经有一个
有个姐妹啊、哦、
And there was a sister.
有个姐妹她准备要结婚了。
And there was a sister who was about to get married.
她要嫁给一个不是信徒的人啊、哦。
And she was to marry a non-believer.
我们也没有说什么，她就打电话给我啊。
And we haven't said anything, but she called me.
就跟我讲说，传道我要结婚了。
And she said to me, Pastor, I'm getting married.
我就说哦。
And I said, oh.
然后她就说，她我的另外一半不是信徒。
And she says, my other half is not a member.
我就说哦。
And I said, oh.
结果她马上就，啪啪啪啪啪就讲了一堆啊。
And then she just basically gave it all out.
不是我的错，我已经给神机会了，她就没有帮我预备，所以嫁给没有信的，这都不是我的问题。
And so I have gave God a lot of time, but he hasn't prepared what I wanted, and I...This is not really my problem or concern.
我什么都没有讲，他就这样一直跟我讲说这不是他的错，他已经给神时间，给神机会了。
And I haven't said anything, but she just continued to say that she has given God a lot of chances and opportunities.
那个姐妹那时候23岁。
And the sister was only 23 years old.
她认识那个男生，她认识那个男生是21。
And she knew this boy when she was 21 years old.
所以我就很好奇，那你给神什么时间呢？
And so I was curious, then I said, what time have you given God?
哇，我19想结婚，到21神没有给我安排，所以22我就嫁给外邦。
And so I wanted to marry when I was 19, but God hasn't prepared until 21 years old, and then I decided to marry a Gentile.
所以我说，我没有想听，我也没有想跟你说什么。
And I said to her, I...Didn't really want to hear.
对对对，因为他本来跟我讲这件事啊，我说啊，你要那个，他跟我讲这件事，我说、啊、那你这件事哦，你可能要向神悔改哦。
And so I said to her, maybe you should repent to God regarding this. She exploded.
然后我本来想跟他讲要悔改，然后好好经营自己的婚姻，
so,
然后有机会把对方带进信仰里哦。
So、you want to repent, then maybe have a good marriage and have the chance to bring.Them over the church.
我只讲到要悔改，他就翻桌子了。
And then all I said is to repent, and she flipped the table.
我为什么要悔改？我不需要悔改，
why,
我已经给神机会了。
Why should I repent? Because I gave God a lot of opportunity.
我等很久，神没有帮我安排啊。
I waited a long time, but God hasn't made any arrangements.
所以那时候我才问他说，你什么时候认识这个男生
？And so during that time, I asked her, when did you know this boy?
21。
21。
什么啊？算了啊，有时候我们都是这样啊。
And so sometimes we are all like this.
我们都觉得说、啊，现在马上你给我回答。
And we felt that if we want something, we need an immediate answer.
到底谁才是生命的主宰
？And who is the ruler of the life?
你是老板，你是主人，还是神是你的主人啊
？Are you the master or God is your master?
所以我们看一下罗马书的第十二章哦。
And so let's turn to Romans chapter 12.
罗马书的第十二章。
Romans chapter 12.
罗马书十二章的第17节啊。
Romans chapter 12 verse 17.
十七节
，17，
这里说不要以恶报恶，众人以为美的事，总要留心去做。十八节
，18，
若是能行，总要尽力与众人和睦。亲爱的弟兄啊，不要自己伸冤，宁可让步，听凭主怒，因为经上记着说，主说伸冤在我，我必报应。这一节是很多人不喜欢的经节。
And so this verse is.It's a verse that a lot of people don't like.
虽然我们很多人都记得这一节，但是我们都不喜欢它。
And although we know this verse, but many of us don't like it.
因为今天的人都希望看到 instant, 马上神的刑罚就临到，神的作为就彰显。
And because many people will want to see God's avenge happen immediately.
所以如果有人得罪你
，So if somebody provoked you,
有人跟你吵架的
，and somebody fight with you.
你知道巴不得他最好回家路上就出车祸啊。
And so you would feel that they should get into a car accident on their way home right away.
然后还说你看这就是齁神在处罚他啦，有报应啦。
And you would say that, look, this is why God is punishing him.
其实 这种事情我们都要很小心啊。
And so we have to be very careful with these type of things.
啊，因为在摩西律法当中有说。
And because in the Mosaic law it recorded.
他说，如果你看到你的仇敌遭灾哦，遭灾。
And if you see your enemy into falling into danger.
然后你笑他。
And then you laugh at him.
他说，你小心哦。神的愤怒会从他身上转到你身上哦。
And you have to be careful because God's anger might be turned towards you.
哦，所以我们今天不要觉得说，我们今天有时候很希望说，我们马上看到神的作为。
And so many of us hoping to we can see God's actions right away.
有罪恶，神要马上惩罚，天要降火啊！就是我们喜欢看这种东西呀。
And so any sinful actions, we wanted to see fire rain down from heaven and with immediate punishment.
说这就是神的公义显扬。
And this is the revelations of God's righteousness.
哦，通常啊，这样子想的人都是很不怕死的。
And usually people that thinks this way is not afraid of death.
如果今天我们的神真的是这样。
And if indeed our God is truly like this today.
我们通通死光光了啦。
And all of us will be dead.
你有没有犯过错？
And have you sinned before?
你有没有得罪过人？
Have you provoked other people?
你有没有违背圣经上的教训？
Have you went against the teachings in the Bible?
你有没有存过恶意要害人？
And have you ever had evil intentions that you want to harm others?
你有没有不小心挖个洞，差点把另外一个传道推进去？
And have you accidentally dig a pit and then let the other pastor fell in?
其实我们今天每一个人都有自己的问题，每个人都有自己的软弱。
And actually, all of us we have our own issues and weaknesses.
所以当我们看到别人的问题，我们很希望神马上刑罚，公义要临到。
And so when we see other people's problem, we are hoping that immediate punishment will come from God.
啊，但是如果是我们都希望神你多怜悯一点呐、啊，神你多包容一点呐、啊，神你再给我一次机会，不是吗
？But to us, we all hoping that God, why don't you have more mercy on me? Why don't you give me more chance and more time?
所以神如果跟我们一样公义啊，地球早就不知道毁灭多少次了。
And if God is the same righteous as what we are, then the earth will be destroyed many times over.
啊，所以在这里第一个告诉我们啊。
And so right here, it tells us.
神有神的时间。
God would have His time.
啊。神有他的时间啊。
And God would have his timing.
好，这是第一个我们所看见的事。
And this is the first thing that we saw.
啊，第二个我们所看见的事情呢。
And the second thing that we see.
就是
深渊的主权啊。啊，其实这一样意思啊。神有他的时间，神有他处理事情的方法。
And the time for taking vengeance will be up to God completely.
好，所以这是第一个啊。第二个呢
？Second，
你不一定看得见。
You may not necessarily see it。
其实我们不要以为人世间有公义啊。
And let's not feel that in the world in mankind there's righteousness。
因为这个世界很多事情是没有公义的。
And because in this world many things are without any righteousness。
啊，所以如果你一直觉得说。神要让你看见他的公义。
So if you constantly feel that God should let you see his righteousness,
有时候你会失望。
And you may be disappointed.
啊，我们看财主跟拉撒路的故事。
And we can see the rich man and the story of Lazarus.
好，拉撒路是好人还是坏人
？And was Lazarus a good man or not?
不知道。我叫大家起床了，按个铃。起床了啊。啊，拉撒路是好人还是坏人
？And was Lazarus a good man or bad man？
不确定。啊，如果是好人，他为什么会做乞丐？他一定是坏人。
And so if he's a good man, why was he a beggar? He must be a bad person.
你如果仔细看那个
主耶稣讲的那个故事啊。
If you carefully study the story that was told by Jesus.
财主从活的到死的都是有钱人。
And the rich man was rich from the beginning until death.
拉撒路从活的到死的都是贫穷的乞丐。
And Lazarus from in the beginning until his death was a very poor beggar.
这跟我们所期望的人世间的公义应该不一样吧
？So this is a different anticipation of righteousness as we have in this world.
我们最喜欢听什么
？And what do we like to hear？
我们最喜欢听啊，哇，拉撒路 又虔诚又爱主，是个好人，神也爱他。
And we like to hear that Lazarus was a godly man, and he loves the Lord, and God loves him.
啊，所以有一天呢，他那个乞讨完之后回家路上，突然哇跌倒在地上，听到东西，一看哇一袋的黄金。
And so maybe one day after out all day begging, he went home and kicked a bag of gold.
跟你讲啊，有一个信徒来跟我说，传道，我最近进食。
And there was a member that came and said to me that, Pastor, I recently really fasted in prayer, but I haven't hit the lotto yet. And so I told him that because you pray very hard and God loves you, that's why you haven't hit the lotto. And after hitting the lotto, you may not be able to enter heaven.
所以啊，我们的期望都是
好人要得，就是好像迪士尼的卡通里面啊，从此过着幸福快乐的日子啊。
And so all of our hopes and anticipation is that just like the Disney story, everyone lives happily ever after.
那个叫做童话故事。
And that's called a folk tale.
但是真实的世界是什么
？And what is the true world？
就是可能好人还是乞丐，还是很可怜。
And sometimes the good man will still be a beggar and very pitiful. And God never allowed Lazarus to be wealthy, even though he was such a good person. And God never strike a bolt of lightning to kill that rich man and make him into a roasted pig.
没有啊，什么都没有发生啊。
No, it didn't happen.
圣经里面讲说，财主死了，而且被埋葬。
And the Bible recorded that the rich man died and he was buried. He was very wealthy.
拉撒路可能啊，就用那个草席包一包就扔路边了。
And so Lazarus, maybe they just wrap him up really casually and threw him on the side of the road.
所以如果你真的想要在人世间看到所谓的报应跟公义，你不见得看得到哦。
And so if you really want to see any type of vengeance and righteousness, you may not necessarily see in this world.
所以这个时候你就要到诗篇的第七十三篇。
So at this time, you have to go to Psalm chapter 73.
诗篇七十三篇是对我们今天的信徒，尤其是在苦难中的信徒，一个非常非常重要的教导。
And so Psalm chapter 73 is very important hymn for all of the members that's currently in affliction.
我们来看诗篇的七十三篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 73.
诗篇七十三篇，我们来看第二节。
And let's read verse 2.
第三节。
Verse 3.
我见恶人跟狂傲人想平安，就心怀不平。他们死的时候没有疼痛，他们的力量也都壮实。第五节
，Verse five，
他们不向别人受苦，也不向别人遭灾，所以骄傲如链子戴在他们的颈项，强暴如衣服遮住他们的身体。我们再看第十节
，And let's read verse ten。
所以神的名归到这里，喝尽了满杯的苦水。他们说，神怎么会晓得呢？至高者怎么有知识呢？看来、这就是恶人常想安逸。财宝加增第十三节
Verse 13
我实在突然洁净了我的心突然洗手表明无辜因为我终日遭灾难每早晨受惩治你看啊这有多么的不平啊
And you can see how unrighteous this is
跟神讲啊神啊你实在是太不公平啊
And this is telling God that you're really not fair
最让人生气的是啊坏人到死都没有报应啊
And what is even more angry to me is that the wicked has never received any punishment until death.
那我们做好人干什么？
And what is the purpose that we should be a good person?
啊，有时候啊，你看到、哦，哎，有的人啊，哇，做犯法的事情啊，逃漏税啊，用各种的手段发财的，也从来没有被政府抓到过。
And you can see that many people they use illegal ways and to get money and even tax evasion, but they were never arrested.
啊，结果啊，我们这些啊，傻傻的啊，乖乖富的啊，啊，什么福利都拿不到。
And so as good people and good tax-paying citizens, we cannot receive any type of benefits.
所以你会觉得说，那我做好人干什么？
And so you may think that, why should I be a good man?
我为什么要遵守规矩？
Why should I observe the law.
好像守规矩的都是笨蛋。
And it seems like whoever that's observing law will be an idiot.
但是诗篇七十三篇在这不公不义的世界当中讲了一句话。
And so Psalm chapter 73 in this very unrighteous and unfair world, it records, it said one thing.
我们看第十六节。
And let's read verse 16.
七十三篇的十六节。
Chapter 73:16.
他说：“我思索怎么能够明白这件事呢？眼看实在是太难了。”十七节。
17.
等我进了神的圣所，思想他们的结局啊。
你在人世间看不到公义的。
In mankind, you will not see any righteousness.
但是当你进入圣所啊，
when you enter into the sanctuary of God,
就是你不要只看这个短暂的人生，谁赢谁输，谁得利，谁损失。
And don't see this world that who wins, who loses, and who gain, and who has lost any profits.
你从短暂的人生来看到说有一个永恒的未来。
In this very short life span.In this world, that you can see an eternal future.
虽然在短暂的时间里面没有报应，但是当你进入神的圣所，看到每一个人最终要面对灵魂的审判，你就知道有没有报应了。
In this short span life, although you haven't seen any vengeance, but once you enter into the sanctuary of God and the eternal judgment, you realize that whether there are punishments or not.
你就看到说到最后，每一个人都要面对神公义的审判。
And you realize that each and every person will face the rightful judgment of God.
而那个忍耐到底的必然得救。
And those that persevere to the very end shall be saved.
啊，所以这个是神跟哈巴谷的第一个对话。
And so this was the first conversation between God and Habakkuk.
好，那我们就一起低头同心默祷。
And let's bow our head and pray in silence.